everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. It's a place where we talk about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 15 minutes or so with my awesome co-host, the one and only Extifer.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing fine, you?
I'm not so good. I've just had a really bad day.
What?
Well, you know how it goes. Some days are good, some days not so good.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
It's all just, you know, work drums, but nothing, I mean, nothing bad. It's just one of those days where you come home and you're like, rah, but I'll be fine tomorrow.
Well, that's good.
And I had a horrible, wretched Warcraft day yesterday.
Okay.
But I'll get into that in a minute, because I want to introduce the guest. Let's not make it about me. Let's make it about our guest and our listeners and everybody who comes out to support us every week here at Horde House. Say hello to somebody who's back for, I don't know, what is this, like the fifth time on the show? I don't know. Say hello to Miklatov.
I think it's like the third or fourth.
Like I said, the fifth. You don't want to argue with me today. Anyhow, how are you doing? What's new with you in Warcraft as of late? Last time you were on the show, you were talking about your hatred for druids, right?
Yeah.
And why do you hate druids again?
Well, back then it's because they were awful and they were stupid.
Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, that's so descriptive, by the way. But you'll notice I'm in a mood tonight where I'm just like, okay, whatever, that's fine. I accept that answer.
because that's a perfectly valid answer.
Life
it's
is
true.
Stupid and ignorant back then. Sometimes. Just so you know. Anyhow, oh yeah, druids. Okay, but then all I've seen you playing like the last week is a druid. So what is going on? Are you a hypocrite?
Yes. Actually, no. I made them fun because I figured out how to play as them. So they're okay now.
All right, start
they're pretty
the top.
Good.
What made you decide, okay, I'm on Horde House hating on druids, which is what like everybody has a freaking druid. And you're like, oh no, I'm hating druids. But then suddenly you just decided, oh, maybe I should give it a try. Like, what made you finally decide to give it a try?
Well, I mean, it's not my first attempt because I had previously talked about how much I hated playing them. But I was like, well, I want to be my troll druid because I want to be a bat. So I might as well start playing him some more. Or I think at that point was even starting him. And then I figured out how you're supposed to play them.
I'm sorry, you completely changed your opinion or stance on druids because you want to be a bat.
Yes, that is exactly what I did, just because I wanted to be a bat.
Okay, go on.
Just remember, this is coming from the guy who buys new DSs because they're different colors, right?
Yes, that is exactly what I do. Is I will buy anything that's blue, and you know, a bat form is enough to make me want to play a stupid class.
Did you get
if they come out with a blue PS3, are you going to get
it? Yes, yes, okay. They did in Japan. I really wanted it really bad.
Did you? They're region free. You could buy one and bring it here. Did you?
They're very expensive.
Did you get a red 3DS yet?
They don't have one in America. And no, I like blue better than red.
All right, whatever.
But anyway, back to what I was talking about, not how I pick things off very important characteristics. Mm-hmm. No, I figured out you play druids in a specific way, and that is to forget everything you know about real classes and just kind of go with the stupid things that druids can do, and then they become pretty fun.
So what spec are you playing on your druid?
Kitty and Resto.
Extifer, I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. Miklatov, Extifer, am I mishearing him, or did he just say, once you start, you know, using the druid job class things, druids are kind of fun? Like, didn't he just say, like, druids become fun when you start, like, you know, playing as a druid?
No.
Yeah,
no,
WoW
no.
becomes fun when you start playing.
Let me interrupt because you completely misheard me.
Okay.
I said once you sink down to the level of intelligence it takes to play a druid, then it becomes fun.
Oh, that was a knock on your boyfriend, Rob.
And you play a druid.
Oh, right. Me too.
Wow.
I don't
You're
play
not
WoW
much
anymore.
To help the case for druids, Christopher.
I think I've made my point.
I don't... Shut up. I don't play WoW anymore, though. Aren't we clear on this?
Wait, you don't play WoW anymore?
Yeah,
I do. He just plays Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Show. All right.
My favorite spec for druids is Kenshi.
I'm going to be joining you there pretty soon after what happened to me yesterday, but that's all right. So let's see. So druids. So you finally started like playing as a druid and getting in that mindset, and now druids are fun.
Yeah. Well, I've already gone over how you need little intelligence, but it's like, okay, I play my healer, and I've got all these cool heal over time spells, and what do I use? Nourish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
so
except for when you're like, higher level, all of those other spells come into play, like quite. They're
yeah, but that's assuming I survive to that point. Like, I mean, it's fun now, but it's kind of annoying. Except I got efflorescence, and I like the way that looks, so it's good enough for me.
Have you ever played as a hunter?
Yes, that was like one of my mains at the very beginning when I started.
I can only say, like, I don't understand your druid thing, because the only time I've ever felt myself become like a less intelligent player was when I was playing as a hunter. Like, there's just something about it. Like, sorry to all the hunter mains.
I know that from firsthand experience.
Sorry, all the hunter mains out there, but it's just like truth from my experience.
Yeah, because you get lazy as a hunter.
Yeah.
That's what I do as my druid now, is I get lazy. I will throw a rejuvenation on somebody.
Can't
and
you
then...
be lazy as any class?
Yeah, no. at the start of the game, you can, though. Like, what level is your druid?
What was that question?
What level is your druid?
The one I'm currently playing right now in game, because I'm online, is 47. And my troll is, like, 52. So they're like neck and neck.
Okay, well, like, you're not even to the point where, like, because, like, there's like a ton of classes that are like face roll at that level. I mean, with my priest, as it was, I could have just thrown a, you know, flash heal or whatever, the slow heal on everybody and heal the party up, like, fine. But I chose to smite heal because I just thought it was more fun, even though I could have been more efficient just doing the no-brainer. You know what I mean? But there's like, I think that's the way it is across the board, though, at that level.
I gotta say, the laziest class I've played is priest, because I'm like level 76 on my priest, and honestly, I'll just throw up, you know, a bubble and then a renew, and then I'll alt-tab and check my civ world. Like, I don't... I can still do that at level 76 and get away with it. Like, it's great. I love priest.
But you know what class is the laziest?
Huh. Priest. Paladin. I just said so. Paladin. No.
Paladin
no.
is not lazy.
Paladin is not lazy. I'm sorry.
I say that in spite to Shane.
Paladin is awesome.
I don't think so. I'm going to take the devil's advocate route on this one.
All right. Well, look, you know what? These class wars are feeling so second grade to me right now.
Well, that's okay, but like, this show is any higher than second grade in terms of maturity anyway.
You're a guest in our home.
Yes, but I'm also very critical. You know, I like my druid, though, enough to vault it to the third place spot for a favorite healing class, so that's got something
for
it. Oh,
the third place spot for
Whoa,
favorite
what's
healing
the fourth?
Class out of like four healing classes.
Yes.
What's the well, fourth for you?
A priest. I even have that to 85, and it still sucks.
Oh, for some reason I thought priest was high up on your list.
So clearly you aren't playing Civ World, because you can play two games at once when you're playing a priest. I'm just saying.
What's Civ World?
Forget it. All right.
Is that another Zynga game?
No,
whatever?
It's a Facebook game, but it's by the Civilization, Sid Meier.
Oh, so it'd be very boring with microtransactions.
Anyway, what else is new in game for you? So have you been playing any end game at all? Do you have any characters at 85?
I have like two 85s. I have a priest and a paladin. I started to do the thrall quest the first day it came out, and then I was like, I don't care. And then I just started playing alts.
Oh my god! Like, you need to go finish thrall quest because they're great. And
I watched it. I watched it on the PTR already, and I don't care that they get married at the end. I thought that was a huge, like, throw in my face at this game is pretty stupid.
Oh,
at
are you
moment.
One of those, like, people that's like, he should be with Jaina forever?
No, I don't care. I want him to be dead, actually.
You know what? I don't even remember them getting married, like, when I finished it.
I
was
don't really
just
remember
looking
that
for ever. The portal to... the Firelands quest area. I was just like, where's the portal? Where's the portal? Like, some lore stuff is going on, but where's the portal?
Hold on, I gotta go back to the other burning issue. Everybody loves Thrall. What's your problem?
I don't like Thrall. I think he's a pansy, and I take that back. I don't have a problem with him. My issue is that he became a big wuss in Cataclysm, and so he's I'm gonna marry the ugly. Yeah, but now he's marrying
the two of them are soulmates and meant to be together forever because they're both like just giant vajays.
But I thought he was going to be the aspect of Earth.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So now I don't know what's going to happen, and I just know he's married and he's going to have kids, and I don't absolutely care about him at all anymore.
Oh.
So you don't do any of the endgame stuff. You don't do instances, you don't do raids, you don't do any of that.
I want to, but I don't.
Well, it's pretty easy to do a 85 dungeon. You just, you know.
I did troll heroics for a little bit, and those were fun-ish. And I didn't get kicked from my group, so it was pretty cool.
I was going to say, actually, I shouldn't recommend doing pugs anymore because I'm not going to do any ever again. So,
but at the same time, I would rather go see new content, and I have seen these dungeons over and over, so that's why alts are fun right now, because I really like all the Cataclysm 1 through 60 zones. Like I just did Eastern Plaguelands, and that had a really cool story the whole time. I was really getting into it.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Oh, these two paladins were like trying to become part of the Argent Crusade, and one sucked because he was a dwarf, and the other was awesome because he was a blood elf, and the dwarf got captured, and then we had to rescue him, but that took place over the entire zone, so it was pretty neat.
By the way, sucks. I play a dwarf paladin, and I'm insulted by your commentary.
It's your fault you play a dwarf.
Anyhow. All right, so I guess we'll get into our weeks in Azeroth and what specifically we've been doing in the World of Warcraft this week, even though I guess Shane's kind of told us some of his, but whatever, I'll ask him again right after I ask Extifer. How was your week in Azeroth? Did you play WoW this week at all?
Mm-hmm. I played WoW. Okay. I played it on 2 days ago. I went in, and my goal was to finish all of the quests in a Hyjal that I needed to finish in order to get to the daily quest hub area. And I did. It took me... I was so confused. I ended up having to search all throughout Hyjal for one quest that was keeping me from continuing the new quest chain that opens up for the new dailies. Mm-hmm. And so that took a long time, and finally I figured out it was some quest inside of a portal that I had to go in and finish it, and then suddenly everything became phased and I was able to complete the quests finally, and it was very annoying and it took me a long time. That's just the way it goes.
You need to get that mod. I think it's like every quest or something like that, that shows you where all the quests are that you haven't done. That's right. What it's called.
Well, see, because I didn't look up anything that had to do with the new patch really, instead of just looking up the basic changes that stood out, you know, like I didn't really know what to expect with the quests, with the new quest chains. So when I originally did the Thrall quest, I thought that was the only quest chain. And then when I found out it was the other thing, I got really discouraged. And then I come to think I was doing quests in Hyjal trying to lead up to this quest, and I was actually finishing quest parts of that quest while I was doing the other quests for Hyjal. So I didn't realize that until, you know, well after I started completing tasks for the new quest chain. And I don't know, it was just a big clusterfuck. And then finally I finished everything, and I got to the through the Firelands portal thing, and then I stopped playing. I was just like, it was just overload at that point.
And
I was
like, there's a new character in Mortal Kombat today, so I guess I'll just go check that out.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right.
I know I'm right.
And but you know what? I did have fun while I was questing. I was listening on vent to my guild as they were attempting their fourth boss in Firelands, the raid. So that was kind of interesting to listen to. I'm not sure if they've gotten that boss down yet. So as of right now, they're still 3 of 7. I mean, it's kind of cool to listen to what they're doing. I still can't say that I'm fully interested in, you know, joining in. It's better to just hear about it right now.
Right.
I don't know. It might be cool, you know, somewhere down the line.
I'm actually really looking forward to raiding. Like, I wouldn't want to do it several nights a week, but I'm really just even getting in there one night a week would be really nice right now. So, and our guild is trying to do it next week, so I'm hoping it'll happen. Not even Firelands. We're going to go back and do the old stuff, because remember, that's all new to me. So, you know, for the rest of us who weren't on the cutting edge of raiding, I'm excited to kind of go in there and look at some of the old stuff.
I have to say, I did get a chance to play my Boomkin for quite a bit because I was doing those quests and stuff. And because a lot of those mobs, well, there's a few mobs where, you know, they're kind of like boss-ish type mobs where they last for a long time, and I got to use a lot of my abilities for those special, you know, mobs in those quests. And I do really enjoy the Boomkin playstyle still, and I love being able to use it to its fullest. I'm like crazy weirded out by those Moonkins who think that they should only spam a solar beam or whatever it is, not solar beam, sunfire. So anyways, just wanted to point that out.
Can I tell you why paladins are awesome for those Firelands dailies?
Why?
Okay, you know that one ability that you can use that makes you turn into one of those fireworks where you just keep flashing and you heal everybody around you?
I don't think I've done that one yet.
Okay, well, it's I think you get it like at 81 or 83. I don't remember, one of the two. And if you pop that and you just run through the area where all the mobs are, you heal everything, every friendly NPC around you, which includes those wounded guys. So they all just, even if you just heal them, you run by them and hit them with your little flashy heal, they all spring up. So like I could just pop one of those, run through and heal 5 of those guys at once without ever having to touch the salve. That could possibly be an exploit, but I would never exploit. Wow, I'm just saying it works. I'm just using a talent that's in my bar that I noticed was getting me to finish the quest a lot faster than anything else.
I wanted to also point out that the new area for Firelands, when you go through the portal, I noticed that it's not actually a portion of the maps yet. Like, if you go into your world map, you can't actually pull it up unless you're in that zone.
Yeah.
I just thought that was weird.
It's weird. Although I kind of like how it's its own zone. It really does make it feel like that whole Isle of Quel'Danas, which I think Blizzard's been really trying to bring back for a long time. I think they
are trying
to mimic that with this.
Are you building anything in this, or is it just you're getting more dailies?
Yes,
every...
I believe so. I haven't got to the point where it changes, but it's not like the server is all doing it together like it was before. It's you as an individual are doing it. So I do believe you kind of take more and more of that Firelands area back as you progress with the dailies. I think that's how it works. Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
But again, we haven't been able to amass 150 marks yet and won't be at that point till over the weekend. So get back to you next week. Because I didn't really spoil on PTR or anything, so I'm sure it's out there, but didn't read it.
Good, good.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear you did some WoW this week, and that's pretty cool. Yeah,
I'm doing WoW as we speak.
I've been overhearing raiding stuff, too, because Salacious Pop, their guild's down 3 bosses as well. I don't know if it's the same 3 or what, but he seems pretty confident they're going to get a 4th one tonight, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
All right, Miklotov, what have you done this week specifically in WoW? What characters are you playing right now, and what are you doing on those characters?
Well, I have been playing Swire. He's my Worgen druid, and I'm playing him right now as we speak. He's running around in a Badlands.
Am I the only one that doesn't play WoW while recording the show?
I was just seeing if it worked.
I listen to other WoW podcasts, and like a lot of people play WoW while recording, and that would be too distracting for me.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
it's pretty distracting. And I've just been trying to level him up since, you know, I'm kind of on a druid kick right now. And nothing really interesting on him except it. And this is going to be a complete generalization, but I feel it's true. But Alliance players are stupid. And
no, that's like, that's honestly true.
Okay. Because I've had some
like I've tried so hard and so long to defend Alliance players, but when we get to my week, you'll understand.
Like, okay, I had a I'll talk about two paladins, and I love paladins, and I never talk bad about them because they're awesome. But these were Alliance paladins, so they deserve to be talked negatively. The first one thought he could pull entire rooms in Dire Maul, and he thought that we could heal through it and be fine. And then when we would wipe every single time, he would blame the DPS for getting aggro on one enemy that he didn't have aggro on every time. And I was like, okay, you're stupid, but not nearly as stupid as the paladin that decided to come protection spec'd with a two-handed axe and thought Holy Shock was the best way to, or not Holy Shock, but Exorcism was the best way to build up threat on everything. And I was like, good God, these people are stupid. I hate Alliance
I've
so
seen
much.
People pull with Exorcism. Like, you know, it is.
But that's
holy
all he
damage.
Was doing.
Yeah, that's a little not
stupid.
Gonna work, yeah.
Yeah, very, very, very dumb. So that's my druid. And then I have Fluffles, my Worgen warrior, and he's just hanging out in Ghostlands. Not really doing much because I want to play my druid.
Wait, in Ghostlands?
Not Ghostlands. I don't know what these places are called. The thing that's dark and, like, ghosty. Duskwood.
Dustwallow.
No. No, no.
Oh, Duskwood. Yeah, you're Duskwood.
I was right. Yes, just the second time. Yeah, that's all I've been doing. I've been neglecting my, you know, best little Horde House characters because I came back over to Blade's Edge. So my poor troll is just probably crying because I haven't been there in forever.
I know. I feel bad because I haven't been playing Horde House Guild either, but I will this week. I promise.
I signed up to the Horde House Guild. Yes. You guys are, like, behind the times, man.
I know. So anyhow, speaking of the Horde House Guild, you should join us, even though we haven't been signing on lately. But we will this week, that's for sure. Drendon
nope,
server.
I'm not going
no,
to.
No, I will just... be, that's for sure. Drendon server, Horde side, best Lil Horde House is where you can meet us over there. So.
Or just, you know, not all of us at all.
All right. My week in WoW. Started off really good, actually. There was a lot of good news this week. I amassed 700 Valor points to buy my 370 whatever relic, which is actually really good for me. Like, I'm never that committed usually to running that many randoms, but I just kind of buckled down and did it. And as part of that, I finally ran a complete Zul'Grub from start to finish. And I have to say, I had a pristine group. I had the most amazing pug group. Not a single person talked the whole time. But what was great about it is that I was running it with Salacious Pop. So it was me, him, and three pugs. And he would just, as we're on our way to the next boss, tell me, okay, do this and this and this and this. And, like, just told me what I needed to know. And didn't really bother me with a lot of the extras. So it was great. Like, on that cauldron boss where there's, like, the red cauldron, blue cauldron, all that stuff. If you're a healer, you really only need to worry about the green cauldron. So that's all I was told about. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's red. Yeah, you can do red for zombies. And if you want to do DPS, you can do that. I'm like, nope, I'm fine. I'll just take the green and that's fine. Tell me what I need to know. So we got through that in like 45 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. Like, I could do troll dungeons all day long if they were like this. So last night, I decided, okay, I'm going to pop my way into a troll dungeon because I need valor points. Like, I'm really on this kick where I want to cap my valor every week. I want to get all my gear that I can because for the benefit of my guild, for that when we go into raiding, I want to be able to do that. So I got another Zul'Grub, and we went in, and it was going okay. The group was making some dumb mistakes. You know that boss that will decapitate you? And all mm-hmm. that, how he does that little spike thing on the ground, and if you don't get out of it, you'll get killed. Well, all four mm-hmm. people, other people in the party died from it once. They all got hit with it on the same one. And I was like, wow, that's really impressive. But I stuck with it. I was very patient. We had a couple other wipes that was usually the rogue in our group's fault and what have you. Then we get to the last boss. And we're having a little problem on the last boss, and the last boss isn't working. And one time, admittedly, it was kind of my fault because I did not stand near the chain when the guy jumped on me. But to be fair, I had to do it to get away from the ghosts. Because you know how the ghosts will chase you? Like, the healer usually gets a lot of threat. And if a DPS is not assigned to take those ghosts out, they will just start, like, raping your face. So I had to get away from them. And then as if I wanted to survive. And, of course, the minute I run away, oh, I get a smash on me. And now it didn't break one of the chains and the party can't handle it. So I'm like, you guys need to dedicate somebody to be on the ghosts. But they don't really say anything because I think they're all on vent. Because most of this group was a guild.
They could be Chinese, too, and not understand what you're typing.
No, because they were talking to me a little bit because it kind of goes on. So they're like, healer, you need to stay on the chains. Do not move from the chains. I'm like, okay, well, the ghost will kill me if I stand on the chains. And they're like, no, we will take out the ghost. I'm like, okay, who's assigned to taking out the ghost? Nothing. So sure enough, we pull again, and we wipe. I didn't move from the chains a single time. And they're like, healer, you got to do. And I was like, okay, well, you told me to stand on the chains. And the rogue's like, well, stay on me, and I'll take the ghosts away from you. So we're fighting, and it works for a little bit. And sure enough, the rogue is on me for a little bit, but then I run to the next chain because I have to be on a chain, right? And the rogue doesn't come with me. The rogue stays behind. And we wipe again because the ghosts rape my face because nobody's there to take out the ghosts. And the rogue is like, healer, I told you to stay on me. I'm like, you guys need to make up your mind. Do you want me on the chain or do you want me on the rogue? Because I can't be in both places at the same time because the rogue isn't staying on top of a chain. I got vote kicked.
Mm-hmm.
I got vote kicked from the group. And that's the first time that has ever happened to me in a group. And I was livid. I spent 2 hours in that fucking dungeon for nothing because this guild couldn't get their act together. So do you know why the Alliance is stupid? The Alliance is stupid because of the Natural Fury Guild on the Tyrolon server. These guys are assholes. Because they couldn't get their strategy together, and especially the rogue, who was either Storm Call or Storm Calling, because those were both people that were in the guild, and they're idiots. And so is their tank. And this guy from the Exodar server, Feistiest.
I like how you took all their names down.
I wrote their names down specifically so I could smear their names on this show.
Nice. Very nice.
What if they listen? I mean,
then
it's a really
small
possibility.
You need to unsubscribe immediately if you listen because you do not deserve this free show.
Robert, you going to call the title of this particular episode like something like "Don't trust blah 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 from blah blah blah," like so that when we get posted on at Wow Insider,
That'd be pretty amazing.
No, because they don't always publish the titles. Because last week it said something about lotion on your bum in the title, and they didn't publish it because you know if it's PG-13, which you know what, as far as I'm concerned, those guys don't have to be plugging all the podcasts every week anyway. They're doing everybody a favor by even running that article. So beggars can't be choosers, folks. So I'm not going to bitch if they don't post the title.
Well, yeah, let's still name it that.
Although
it would
be really funny. Okay, so I'll do that. I'll be like, don't trust Storm Call on the Natural Fury server. You got it. Or no, whatever. Don't trust Storm Call in the Natural Fury Guild on the Tyrolon server. You got it.
There. Good job.
But yeah, that shit just pissed me off because it's like, you guys, especially if like the group is on vent and they're not communicating with you. And I'm sure these guys weren't over the age of 12 or 13 just from the way they were talking. Like, it was just a lot of like broken sentences. And it's like, you know,
they're Chinese. I'm telling you, sentences.
They need to communicate better. And that's what I think a lot of people in WoW need to do is communicate better. And like, don't ignore what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you guys, I can't be in two places at the same time. So tell me what you want to do. Like, all I needed. Like, it's ridiculous that we had a shaman and a warlock in the group and that they couldn't, or maybe it was a mage, I don't know, they're all the same to me. They couldn't take the ghosts off me from afar. It was just stupid. So.
Okay, I just fell off the big rock.
What big rock?
In the Firelands questing area thing. Uh-huh. I fell off the map. And you know, and now I just fell off the rock like in spirit form. So now I'm a ghost falling from the sky. I mean, falling from the Yeah, it sucks.
First world problems. All right. So yeah, I was really mad, and it definitely was one of those moments where it's like, look at your life, look at your choices. You spent 2 hours to get fake valor points, and so I decided I'm done with pugs. I am done with pugs, and I'm not going to run any more pugs that aren't with guildies. And I don't even care about the satchel. Like, I don't need no satchel. You can take your satchel and shove it.
But only the higher level pugs, right? You don't mind the baby ones that are equally as dumb sometimes.
Because
remember, we just did the Warlock Druid combo, and that was kind of a failure also.
Yeah.
Because we got lost.
I don't know. At least there was more than one of us. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. But right now, I'm not doing the pug thing outside of guilds. Or at least the tank needs to be one of my guildies. Because I'm just not putting, I'm not going to waste another 2 hours. And then it kind of just makes me go, I could have spent those 2 hours like grinding side quests in Final Fantasy 13. This shit pisses me off.
So what's it like being kicked from a group? Because I don't know what it's like yet.
Well, it's infuriating when you didn't deserve it. Because
does it say something like you've been kicked, or it just teleports you out?
Suddenly the loading screen, it says you have been removed from the group. And then like after about like 5 seconds, you're ported out back to wherever you zoned in from. It'll that happen sucks. To you at some point, and you'll rage just
no,
like
it
I
won't.
Am.
I got kicked from a group as a rogue before, never as a healer, but as a rogue, because I was telling people the right way to do something. It was the last instance in Wrath of the Lich King. What was it called? Halls of Reflection? Yeah. And so basically, I'm telling them what to do, and they just didn't like it. Next thing I know, I'm being removed from the group. And I was like, this, so you don't get rewarded for doing the right thing, I guess.
I know, that's the part that was just so infuriating, is it's like, well, I guess you could say, whoopee, you got justice points from the bosses you did kill, but it's like, that's not why I invested the time. I wanted the valor points, you know? And it sucks that I get nothing from that.
Well, you can also think that they probably didn't get past that.
Oh, no, I know that. I take big comfort in knowing that if they didn't get past it with me, they didn't get past it with someone else. Or if they did get past it with someone else, it's because they finally decided to change up their strategy, like I had said to do in the first place. So it's just eye-rolling, nauseating.
So I got stuck in Zul'Gurub before. We wiped on that last boss, like, I think about 12 times until the very last one where we actually won. But it's just annoying when you don't have people that don't mesh well or are stupid.
The first time
reliance.
I ever did that boss, I must have done it like 8 times, and I still didn't get vote kicked from that group. So it's just irritating.
Hey, I have a question.
What?
Totally unrelated.
Okay.
But in Firelands, have you noticed in the Firelands daily questing area, have you noticed that your frame rate goes down at certain points?
Yes.
Like, you have, like, in that beginning part?
Yeah, I've noticed that before.
It's horrible. Like, I haven't, since upgrading my graphics card, I haven't noticed it go down below, you know, maybe 45 at the worst.
It really hasn't bothered me after a few seconds. Like,
oh, really? It's down to 20 right now. In that beginning part of the start, that area, questing area, and it's noticeable. So
no, I don't
know.
Think I have it that bad.
That's weird. Anyways, carry on.
All right. Let's see. That was pretty much my weekend. WoW. I mean, I think I ranted enough. That kind of set the tone for the week. So I'm like, yeah, I'll sign in to do the raids with my guild, and if they want me to run a dungeon with them, they can text me, or maybe I'll check once in a while. But the good news is, for those that play on Drendon, I'm totally going to be playing over there more and trying to level my character there to run dungeons with those group peoples in that guild. So, because I know we're getting more people to level 85 in that guild, so that's pretty cool. I won't be by myself and stuck running with idiots from Natural Fury, even though it's a horde over there and not Alliance, so...
They could have a horde guild. You don't know.
That's
true. You might want to research it.
I need to figure that out, because if they have a horde guild, I need to block them all immediately. By the way, did you know if you block somebody, you'll never get paired with them in Dungeon Finder again?
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, just saying. That's a tip I may or may not have recently invoked. Anyhow.
Hey, guess what? I know what'll make you happy.
What's that?
Tonight is Big Brother night.
Except if this show goes too long, we'll be too late. We won't get to see it. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I'll get to see it because it's getting recorded for me.
All right.
So,
Well, let's get to Extrafer with the news. Look, I'm sure everybody's sick of hearing my bitching and complaining about my sad week in WoW. Honestly, outside of last night, everything was fine. So it's kind of suck. It kind of sucks that one night kind of ruined it for me. But, you know, like I said, it was a wake up call. And I was actually like, I was really mean on my way out, too. I feel bad. I need to apologize to one of my guildies because, like, somebody was like, how goes it? And I'm like, this game can suck my dick. Good night. That's literally, that is literally how I signed out.
No, thank you.
I'm not going to do pugs tonight. I'm going to go on Google Hangout. That's what I'm going to do.
You know what? You guys and your Google Plus.
I sent you an invite.
I don't see it that great so far. I think it's kind of boring.
You sent me an invite.
I did. You asked for one.
Well, where is it?
I don't know. Some other people.
You only have like a limited time to accept it, I think.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God. All right. Moving on. Extrafer with the news. So, Extrafer, news this week.
Well, Rob, there's no news this week.
There really isn't, is
Absolutely.
There?
No, that's, so I why don't you go news. Back to bitching?
Okay.
You know what? Okay, so in the Firelands raids, pretty much all the new gear is not quite itemized for healing priests.
Not at all.
Well, see, it's the tier gear that is. Tier gear has spirit on it, but only tier gear. Anything else that's cloth is non-spirit, you know, straight intellect, you know, probably hit on it, you know. But Blizzard's reasoning behind it is that we're not always going to itemize correctly. We're not always going to itemize, you know,
no, you're
just
right.
For one particular play style. So, I think that's a cop out. I think that, you know, people aren't, they're not interested in playing the gear choice game, I don't think. I mean, when it comes to things like that, I think that we've come to expect that there are certain class specs that have it easier than other class specs. Let's say Holy Paladin, for instance, usually have it easier than the rest because they are the only ones that can roll on Healy plate.
Hold on, because I would say that priests can just sit down and shut up because there's plenty of Holy Pally gear, especially early on. Look at the blacksmithing gear that we can make in the beginning of Cataclysm. None of it had spirit on it. I used a chest for the longest time and I think a belt that didn't have spirit on it. I reforged to get spirit. So cry me a river, priests. Thing. You can get spirit other ways.
Okay, well, there's another thing that is that made people mad at the beginning because people just don't like doing that. I mean, it's another example of Blizzard trying to
again.
Impose...
I'm going to tell the priest boo fucking who because why? I mean, as far as the intellect,
you're just still bitter.
No, I am, and this doesn't help because I'm and I had a bad day at work. I want to remind you, so I'm just extra cunty tonight, and you all have to deal.
You know what? I'm extra fur. So
you're extra furry. I don't need to know that.
Ew.
So, look, here's the thing, though, is that you consider that some of this blacksmithing gear had intellect and stamina, but no spirit. But who the fuck else is going to use it if it's plate? Nobody else uses intellect gear on plate but a Holy Pally.
Right.
So that
so
stuff
guys...
was designed without spirit in mind. So,
but you guys also had gear... You guys also had gear choices that at least dropped from instances, etc., right?
I guess.
Okay, so priests don't this time around, except for gearing their tier gear. So that's, I think, what the priests are all miffed about.
Actually, I don't...
Go ahead and...
I don't know. When it comes to the blacksmithing stuff, I don't know. I never really thought about it that much. I just kind of accepted it for what it was and dealt with it.
You know, Shane, this is turning out to be an interesting news item. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I am on the side of what Christopher is saying, because seriously, like, they decided, you know, when Cataclysm started that healers have to have spirit on their stuff. It's their main stat. And you're going to go in and say, well, you can only get your main stat from things that have nothing to do with raiding except for your tier pieces. So you have no reason to be there. Except if you want your head and your shoulder pieces. You could just go run dungeons, You could go do the stupid whatever new Vault of Archivon is called, because I clearly have not played one before.
Except you can't get all your tier pieces from... You have to get tokens from raid bosses to get all of it.
Yeah, but that's just for your head and your shoulders, right? Everything else can drop from the, Tol Barad guy or guys. So they're saying, hey, healing priests, go ahead and sit this tier out. We don't need you, is how I see it.
Yeah, a lot of people will look at that, like raid leaders that don't fully understand, the way priests play or like the way paladins play. And they'll look at that and they'll be like, well, we want to only take the best, so we're not going to take you. You know what I mean? Even though priests could be perfectly skilled to forego the spirit.
Well, those raid leaders are dipshits and you don't want to raid with them anyway. Yeah. I mean,
right. And technically, I mean, most of this stuff is doable in the last tier of gear, because, I mean, as we're seeing, there's heroics being taken down this week. Granted, it's by the most skilled guilds in the world, but at the same time, it is still possible. But at the same time, also, my whole point is that Blizzard says that we're not going to ever itemize things perfectly, which, it's fine. But when you make an entire tier inaccessible for one class, I think that goes past, sometimes you're not making it perfectly. You know what I mean? Like, at least introduce a few pieces for that class. You know, back in Cataclysm, when Cataclysm started up, maybe they could have introduced a couple pally items that had spirit on it, that you could craft. You know what I mean? Like, it goes both ways. Like, I don't understand why they think it's interesting for us to have to suffer. You know what I mean? Through that. I just don't, agree with that. And there you go.
I'm just like, what? I'm here. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I have to keep muting my mic because Todd got a new computer today, so he's trying to work it, and he's not succeeding 100%. So I have to keep talking through it.
I signed into Drendon, by the way, just now.
Is anybody on? Tell him hi.
Let's see. Where's the guild button?
Hit J. J is guild.
Oh, no. I'm the only one on.
I'm going to say that also Blizzard's like, hey, you could always use the reforging thing too to get your spirit. Well, I think that's also a huge cop out, because reforging sucks and it's designed pretty much for you to steal gear, I think. And it's just a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Things should just be itemized better. And it doesn't take that much effort, I think, because they did it for three expansions.
Plus, you're not getting the
benefit. I'm totally
not
with you there. I think you guys want all the gear to be homogenized. You guys want... But like paladin gear to drop and it's pink, so you know it's a paladin, and you want mage gear to drop and it's blue, and everything is just plus
that's not, I don't want homogenized.
Plus 50 to mage, and plus
not homogenization. Homogenization would mean that they would drop one piece of gear that just says healer, and so every healer would just roll on that. Like, it's good to have individual gear pieces. Like, at least paladins would have still plate. They would still look different, maybe. In Warhammer, how they geared classes, they would drop class-specific gear. It would just say for shaman only, and it would look specific to your class. You know, it might have had the same types of stats that another Healy gear would, have for another Healy class, but, like, at least you would look different. You'd have a different, and plus you have a different way of playing your class. I think that they could do that. I think that's... I don't know.
I kind of see that Blizzard... I think they have been trying so hard to tell people there is not one fucking right way to play your class. And, like, people need to knock it off.
There will always be that, though, no matter what they say.
I think Blizzard does not want that. They really do not want that in the game. And do they need to work on that more? Probably. But I think they're trying to through some of this gear. Like, what's wrong maybe if I'm a paladin who wants to reforge for a shit ton of haste? Maybe that's just my play style.
Well, see, that is okay. I'm saying something like in the priest situations where they don't have the option for spirit on their gear because Blizzard took it away from them. So they're going to have to roll on stuff that, mages or warlocks would potentially need just so they can get something that they can put spirit on. Or, that's what I don't
maybe
like.
Maybe you go for other stats like crit strike or something that makes your heals more powerful so you're not having to cast as many and you don't need the mana.
That's what they said, but if that's the case, then why is spirit supposed to be all of our primary stats for healers?
I think maybe Blizzard's trying to say there isn't a primary stat.
Then they shouldn't have said that at the beginning of the expansion.
Yeah.
And that's what really screwed everything up, I thought.
They have this problem of saying one thing, and then a few months later, they're like, wait. We don't like where you guys are taking this, so this is how we want you to play. And that's what I think the whole problem is that, you know, all of these healers that are complaining about this, all these priests, they were told at the beginning of this expansion that spirit is a primary stat. This is something that you want to stack as much as you can until you don't need anymore. Well, you know, why would I choose a piece of gear that is a higher item level if it doesn't have part of that stat, if I'm gonna be missing it? Then, you know what I mean?
What if you with the next patch, if they come out with new five mans and you're trying to run random dungeon finder, but you can't because your eye level's not high enough because you couldn't get gear that you need because there's no spirit on it and you were forced to reforge? How is that gonna really help you out? Because you're not gonna get the spirit you need from it.
Yeah.
Just because you brought up eye level, so it just made me remember that eye levels are stupid and I hate them, and it keeps you out of dungeons.
I think we all should take a Xanax and just chill out just a moment here. I'll take my Ambien, you know.
This episode needs medication.
Yeah.
All right.
There's the alt title. So, anyhow, that's the news.
Well, there's a couple other things that came up that's not really news, but it's kind of one of those.
It's
like,
something we can talk about.
Yeah, it's something we can talk about. Okay, there's two things that come to mind for me. And one of them, I mean, we could talk about hot fixes, but it's like, bring a book.
How about we talk about hot guys?
Let's talk about this whole, did you read the fake?
Oh my God, I have to tell you. There's this guy that I'm totally convinced at work that they used him as a model for that character in Uncharted. Oh my God. Whew. It makes me want to actually play Uncharted.
Uncharted's great. You just need to get past that part.
Yeah. Well, mostly I just want to look at that guy again.
Are you talking about Nathan Drake?
Yes.
Okay, so did you see the fake rumor that was going around about the next expansion that's like, what was it, Vision of the Void or something like that?
Yeah, or Vengeance of the Void.
Vengeance of the Void, or this fake memos, a bunch of bullshit. Like, why do people feel the need to spread that stuff around the internet?
To get people's hopes up. Because part of it actually sounded kind of fun, but it also sounded very stupid at the same time.
There were parts of it, though, that just... Well, like, I didn't even really read the whole thing, because I knew it was fake, so it's like I read, they're trying to say the level cap's 90. Well, any idiot can guess that, and, Naga's a playable race. Well, you know, again, there's not a lot of races, seems like, that it could expand to. Although, I don't know, it does... Actually, I take that back. There does seem to be quite a few races. I for some reason, I'm convinced that the... what are they? The Tonka? Or whatever that you see out Northrend that are kind of like the Tauren, but they're not... Like, I'm somehow convinced they're going to be a playable race really soon.
I don't know. I think I think that they'd have to make them a lot more different than they are right now to Tauren.
Unless they win Alliance. Oh, wait, no, that can't happen because they're totally...
No, the stupid... the Grim Totem are Alliance, technically.
Mm.
The bad Taurens, they're Alliance. So they could have... Tauren Alliance or fake Tauren Alliance.
I don't know. But anyway, look, a lot of this is just the whole thing read like fanfic. So there was that. And then let's see, what was the other thing I wanted to mention? Oh, something I'd heard about. There's a guild in Taiwan that got the server first heroic kill in Firelands by
World first, not server.
Sorry,
first.
World first by totally manipulating. Well, maybe you should report on this, Miklatov.
I'm sorry, I keep up on things that are relevant to your show and you don't.
This is Stars.
Yeah,
right?
It's Stars. They completely race changed their entire raiding team to Alliance so they could go play in the heroics and downed, I don't know the Firelands bosses, but whatever the first boss is, before it was technically available. Because I think they also got kicked out by a GM.
They did. That's what I heard. Yeah. I had heard they server change, not faction change, but I guess that makes sense. You could faction change and get the same thing done.
Yeah, because if you server change, I think your lockout stays.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it does if you're a...
But that's why Blizzard literally shut it off so that you could not do heroics until the last server reset to prevent that from happening again. It's just kind of interesting that these guys work the system or whatever. It's really interesting to me, too, that they didn't get banned or whatever. But, A, I hope their server first or, well, world first and server first was stripped. I don't know if Blizzard can do that, but I hope that was revoked somehow. And, B, you know Blizzard's just going to be like, LOL, thanks for the money.
Yeah.
That's
I think they should keep their server first. I think if they're willing to shell out however many hundreds of dollars that was, just to be the first person to beat the first boss, let them keep it.
There's a part of me that's with you for a little bit, but then I'm also thinking like, but that was just a dick thing to do. Like, you know, they worked the system to get the first kill. And like, you know, it's just it was kind of a idiot thing to do.
Yeah, I mean they did, but I don't know. Like, maybe it's just I'm becoming more.
I think they should just be thankful they didn't get banned, because I think we've heard of Blizzard banning. Like, remember that guild that got like the first 25 on some boss? I want to say it was Lich King or something. And they exploited something to do it, and Blizzard fucking banned them for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guild should be thankful that didn't happen to them.
Yeah, they should be.
So
they definitely should be, but I mean, what I was saying is that it just seems kind of, I don't know, like, I think people pay way too much attention to server first, you know, and everything, and that as long as people pay attention to these, then it'll continue the trend of these guilds getting paid to play and, you know, promote that kind of thing. And I don't think it's all that big a deal, really. I mean, these guilds, yeah, they're skilled players, but they also get paid to do this too, so it's like they get the best equipment, you know what I mean, available. They're you know, really kind of pampered, so they've been built up to be these kinds of people. So you know what, I don't care if they got it taken away. I wouldn't care if they kept it. It's not a big deal to me.
You don't even get a little thrill out of seeing people like that get knocked down a few pegs?
I used to, like, I got thrilled, like, when Insidia got banned for the Lich King kill. But you know, in
but then
retrospect,
you started
really,
taking drugs. And
it gets... Yeah, then I started taking drugs and then the intervention. And then after that, I relapsed. but, you know, I'm a better person. And I think Nathan Drake is hot in person and that he probably has a big penis.
Let's excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, were you choking on his cock?
No, this show's making me sick. Let's talk about the topic of the week. Every week we like to discuss one topic here on the show and invite your feedback via tweets or emails, and our email address is hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at twitter.com/hordehouse, or you could go post on the forums because no one else does. All right, so the topic of the week is: has an event in game ever messed with your emotions IRL? Be honest. So has there ever been an event in game that messed with your emotions offline? Like admittedly, last night when I got kicked from that group, I wanted to throw my keyboard against the wall. I was mad. And I think Salacious Pop was so scared that he hid under the bed with the cats. So has an event in game ever?
And he's a tall guy, so
yeah, his feet were sticking out. It was cute. So, has an event in game ever messed with your emotions, IRL? So, Exifer, we'll start with you.
Yeah, but I mean, I immediately say yes because I know one has. But I mean, hasn't it happened to us all? It's hard for me to pick out.
Well, this is about getting those stories out in the open and confronting the demons head on. This is part of like medication support, Exifer.
Okay, so when we were all a part of a different guild on another server, it was our first raiding guild. There was an altercation that happened, and emotions were heightened, and I ended up having a yell match with another person, And yes, so that was, and it had to do with the Kara raid. And you know how, remember how we always had gear, or, you know, rolling problems, like how are we going to roll on loot? You know, and then we came up with some kind of stupid point system, you know, that, you know, we all were like gung-ho about, and then suddenly just things kind of came to a boiling point about that.
Yeah, and I do remember that. You know, at the time, it made so much sense.
And now it just seems silly, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it does. It does. Because but, now, I don't know, maybe it's because the guild I'm in now, I don't know how yours does it, but we just slash roll. We don't, half the time, we don't even turn Master Looter on. Like, yeah. Just, we don't use it. You know, and it
just
works for us.
It seems so silly now in retrospect. Like, it just feels but like, why couldn't we have come to that conclusion before? But you know what? It was just, if we didn't have that issue then, it probably would have been an issue at another time.
But it's so interesting to me how guilds do the loot thing, because like Salacious Pop's guild, they do the whole like the officers choose who gets the loot.
Oh, I've been part
of guilds. And like that works for them, and I kind of look at that and go, and nobody gets mad? Like nobody wants to like revolution, off with the queen's head and all this stuff. Like nobody wants to do that? No, it just works. I'm like,
yeah,
God.
Last year that did that, and that was fine for the people. I mean, really, when you enter into a guild like that, they let you know up front, hey, this is how we work. And if somebody
like to be
has
a leader of a guild like that, my way or the fucking highway.
Yeah, and if
don't
and
like
if you
get out.
Exactly, and that's the whole thing.
Right, with natural fury, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's like you don't have to be here, so we're not forcing you, but this is the way we play, and you agreed to it when you applied to our guild. So I mean, for them it made sense, and hey, you know, for the longest time I was the only kind of my class, so it didn't matter, you know, for me. I was just, you know, happened to get everything that dropped, and I suddenly was like the best geared boomkin and resto druid on the server, and it was really nice. But there were people that had problems with it. But I mean, I've also been a part of guilds that do the EPGP or whatever that is. I can't remember what it is, but it's kind of a modified DKP system. And then I've been a part of guilds that do just straight DKP, and my guild right now does straight DKP, and it just, you know, it works for them. But yeah, it loot drama is always like going to be a part of this game, I think. And, I think that example that I was talking about earlier, I mean, that's just like the first time it was ever a part of the game for me.
Okay. Nope. Yeah. That's a great answer, actually.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So, Miklatov, has an event in game ever messed with your emotions IRL?
Of course. The end.
Give an example.
Well, that same guild that we were all in that, you know, was just mentioned, drama happened in there like every other 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I was a part of one of those drama things. And I had thought, you know, it being over a year later, that it would never come back up, but it apparently did in, you know, our Blade's Edge guild, and it ruined friendships for me, and it actually made me leave Blade's Edge, and now half that problem's gone, so I'm fine. It's all over with again for me. I don't even care.
Okay.
I could say more.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't know. Well, let me ask this.
Okay.
Have you learned anything from the experience?
Yeah, some people are stupid whores that can't, you know, forgive or forget or try to work things through.
You haven't learned anything about yourself?
I learned about me that,
because let me put it this way. After the initial rage from getting kicked from that group last night and throwing the keyboard and chasing people under the bed and all this, there is that point where you're lying there in bed trying to go to sleep going, was it me? Was it something I did?
Oh, no. See, I already owned up to everything I did. Oh. So I'm okay with me. But if other people have that problem with me over a year later, then I realize that it's not in my best interest. Oh, here's what I learned about myself. It's not in my best interest to try to fix a problem that only one side wants to fix. So that's why I gave up and didn't want to be associated with that problem, anymore, which is why I left Blade's Edge. But now again, I'm back and happy again, so it's cool.
All right, I'll take it. All right.
Pretty much it's leave well enough alone.
Or we could talk about how me and Alan yelled at each other for like, I don't know, how long was it, like a whole night?
Yeah, oh God. Oh God.
That reminds me of when I was at my grandma's funeral, because that whole thing played out I was in the hotel room, and I was like looking, and I was like, oh, lots of stuff is happening right now. This is interesting.
Yeah, I had to play mediator on that one, so that was...
And then
it
worked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
Because we were mature enough to, after all the yelling and name-calling...
Now you guys are besties.
Of which there was a lot.
There was quite a bit. But it worked out, because we both realized how dumb it all was. So, the end for that, too.
All right. Boy, I wasn't expecting this to be, like, deep conversation night.
You're the one that said... Because, see, I misread the topic. I thought it was supposed to be about what thing in WoW, like... you thought was like cool emotionally. So I was already talking about like the Quel'Dalar story, and it turned into something completely different.
but when you said it, as you were talking right now, Rob, I realized that it had to do with like real life stuff. So.
I thought he was just like, did you cry when Arthas died for real? And
well, that could have been an answer. I never, like, the topics of the week are open-ended.
The answer is yes. He was a baby when he died, weren't you?
What?
Weren't you like crying into your ice cream or something? Like,
no.
Oh. Well, maybe that I'm getting you confused.
All right, so now it's my turn.
I'm sorry, I'm playing Zuma right now.
Can you answer the question now?
I guess.
We've answered it way too much already.
Has an event in-game ever messed with your emotions IRL? And my answer is no. So let's move on to tweets and emails.
See, I tried that, and you wouldn't let me stop there. So
you're going
to
continue.
You have to contribute.
You know, well, it's funny
to the sad pile.
Okay, since I've been doing this show as long as I have, I think this incident's already pretty well documented on the show, but I do remember one night I lost my shit with my guildies, and I didn't feel good about it, but I just, like, it was one of those nights where sometimes I don't like necessarily being the leader and being the one in charge of a particular raid night or what have you, and like when nothing is going your way and it seems like a lot of folks are kind of looking to you to hold things together when things are just kind of a shit show, and it just can be very frustrating. And so of course, like, you just go, I can't deal with it, and rage quit, and then, you know, that does carry over, I think, a little bit to IRL, because you'll just be sitting there in the chair with that big Charlie Brown rain cloud over your head of, you know, that when the Peanuts get frustrated, they have that little scribble over their head. That's kind of what I feel. So yeah, that's happened before. And well, I think you both pretty well documented the shenanigans that had happened in the old guild, so I don't really have a lot to contribute to that. But yeah, I guess I would say leading raids and that pressure has caused me to get like, just, I need to walk away. I need a cigarette, even though I gave up smoking 5 years ago and I wouldn't actually smoke. But like, just that thought, you know,
not even electric cigarettes.
No, this is why would I smoke an electric cigarette? If I'm going to do, I might as well just smoke a fucking real cigarette, you know, but I'm not going to, like, I told myself,
really, the whole,
I wouldn't.
The whole thing is like that everybody really has to realize at some point is that it really is just a game. And, you know, yes, you know, there's real people playing it, but imagine how these people are away from the game. You know what I mean? Like, in real life, I get along with everybody. You know what I mean? And I, you know, like everybody, and I don't like how the game made me feel towards people, certain people. You know what I mean? And I think that viewing it that way makes me feel a lot better about having dealt with all that stuff, and to realize that it's in the past and that it won't happen again, you know?
Do you think I would get along with Natural Fury IRL? Because I don't think I would.
I bet you would. I think you need to go make a character over on
that. For all I knew, they could be like, this is a hilarious thing. For all I know, they could be like coworkers. You know, you just, like, you don't know.
These could be like fun people, you know, that you wouldn't ever give your chance.
But right now, I want to rip out their eyeballs with a spork. That's how mad I got at last night's raid. Or guild pug thing, whatever. Whatever it's called.
I want to rip Nathan Drake's asshole with
Let's go to tweets and emails. Every week you guys send us tweets at twitter.com/hordehouse. Or,
and by spork, I mean my penis.
Or emails at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. You ready for the whopping one email we got this week?
Sure. Is it by, let me guess, Flacco Jones?
Actually, it's not. This is, I believe, a first-time emailer. Are you ready for this? Wow. This is from Eric. And
Eric.
This is not, this actually, you know what, after a difficult show where we've had a lot of emotions, this will be a really good email. So you ready?
Yeah.
Eric writes and says, thanks for making and keeping a podcast about WoW fun and interesting. Oops.
He's never writing in again because he will have slit his wrists.
Aw.
Thanks for keeping a podcast about WoW fun and interesting. And of course, the penis jokes from Extrafer. I hear it so big. You break up the day and help make my shitty job with shitty coworkers bearable. I love running people off the cliff with mind control in Arathi Basin and have a buddy rogue hiding down to finish them off. I love it. Somebody took like a plan they heard on this show, or I'm assuming they did, and improved on it. I love it. Just want to say, keep up the good work. Eric, P.S. The last time my internet went out, I told them to fix it, and my Google's broke in a redneck George W. voice.
Nice. I'm glad to be of service. And thank you for the compliments about my penis.
Twitter.com/hordehouse. Let's get to some tweets this week from Harls Q tweets us saying the quest line for Thrall is amazing. And I hope they do more things like that for other leaders. That's actually a really good point. Why don't they do that shit for other leaders?
Because the rest of the leaders are stupid.
Well, no, wait, shut up. Because Sylvanas has some really cool stuff. If you
no, she's gonna be a raid boss.
Wait,
she's be a raid
I thought
boss.
You said that you don't like Thrall anymore.
That just shows you my opinion of the other raid leader or the other faction leaders. They're all worthless.
He's a hypocrite. We established this at the top of the show. Remember the whole druid thing?
No.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. What about? Do you think any alliance leaders are deserving of such an epic quest line?
No.
Like, I guess you have...
they're on the alliance.
That's the king's son at the beginning of that, the quest leading up to Twilight Highlands and what have you.
I don't know. The alliance get a lot of things, so why can't the Horde have a little bit of recognition sometimes?
It's just,
I don't know,
because sometimes it seems like it's all about the Horde, but I don't know, like, some of the stuff they do with the Worgen leaders is kind of cool, like, that's kind of where it's all at right now on Alliance side, I think, with this expansion, is, like, some of what's going on with the Worgen people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day they'll do something for the Draenei, but I doubt it, because it's
probably really not.
Well, maybe another spaceship can come out of nowhere, and, you know, more Draenei will show up. Let's see. Moving on to more tweets. Peeker Uno, about the topic of the week. Last week, I'd like the return of some of those server race dailies, a la the Gates of Encourage. Feels like you're actually helping. Remember, last week's topic was about what daily would you want to do every day? And yeah, server race dailies, a la the Gates of Encourage. I do kind of miss those server type events.
Yeah. Did you participate in any of them?
Actually, yes, I did. I
in the Encourage
I did
ones?
Participate in Encourage. That whole thing was going on during like one of my month-long flirtations with Vanilla WoW before I actually got a permanent account come Burning Crusade. But yeah, I do remember playing during the Encourage event. I turned in bandages or whatever it was. It was bandages and leather and all that. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, I didn't participate. I remember it going on. Mm-hmm. And I remember my guild at the time making a huge deal about the gates opening, you know, because they opened at different times on different servers, and they said that it was opening on a particular Friday, and I think I was just not as interested or didn't really understand it fully, so I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So but yeah, I do remember the stuff going on. I can't say that I miss it, though, because I really didn't participate. But I will say that I do. I have read Blizzard's opinion of it, that they're probably not going to do anything like that again. So, I mean, and that's been brought up several times in Q&As and stuff. So, I mean, we'll see. But because the player base really has requested it over and over and over again in those Q&As. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what they do. But I don't know. Don't count on it. They're kind of in this whole doing things like, you know, giving us a daily hub here, you know, doing a couple instances here, you know, then doing a raid, you know, it's just, it's like that. And then maybe putting in a new battleground every once in a while. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a part of me that misses that whole, like, server pride and all that stuff. But obviously the pug groups and all this have kind of brought the walls down a little bit with the servers for one another. Although, you know, again, after my experience yesterday, I'd rather stay with my own server. Although, I don't know. I got to say this. Actually, the whole thing yesterday actually made me a little more excited now, which I remember being very skeptical about this last time, and maybe I was a little harsh, because now I'm a little more excited about this whole real ID dungeoning thing, because I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, there's people I would actually be willing to run with.
Yeah, I think I like that idea still. I really do. I just don't like how they're
in. Yeah, I just don't like the... Yeah, yeah, that's where I'm at. So, yeah, that.
That.
Flacco Jones tweets us saying, more frequent, smaller patches is this expansion's bring the player, not the class. Quotes that will haunt Blizzard forever.
I agree.
I have to admit, I have genuine surprise that we have heard nothing on 4.3 this week. After how fast everything started coming out on 4.2, I'm genuinely surprised there has been nothing on 4.3. Yes, I realize it's only been a week and a half, but look at what happened last time.
And it's just yet another reason why we can back up our own argument as to that whole, you know, more frequent patches is a bunch of BS.
Phantomist 2011 tweeted us saying, hey, space didn't allow me to include. I also won the Raven Lord on a greed roll. Now how much more of an asshole am I? Well, you're not helping your case here. You're really not. You got a first time on a greed roll.
Wow, he really wants to make that other person feel bad.
I know, right? Like, here, why don't I just give you, like, a club so you can start clubbing this person while they're down?
Oh, and by the way, I fucked your mother. Oh, and by the way, and your father,
and
too.
I ran over your cat. Ah, ha, ha.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, come on.
All right, RZBG tweets us saying, I guess it was more of a response to me saying, I'm pissed, so tune into this episode to find out why. And RZBG tweeted back saying, I'm hoping that's pissed in the British sense. No, I'm not drunk, although I wish I was. Torment tweets us saying, I have a question for everyone. Want to know how many people are sick of the dailies already? I know I sure the hell am.
Sick of the new dailies?
Yeah.
I haven't done them enough to figure out if I'm sick of them or not.
Yeah, I'm not tired of them yet, because I haven't done one.
I have to be honest. I'm not sick of them yet. Like, I don't know. They're so different from the TB dailies to me. Like, the TB dailies got so annoying fast. But the nice thing about these dailies is that there's more than just kill X amount of Y. Like, I have to admit, like, throwing the turtles in the lake and the whole, like, getting to do the bears on the trampoline quest over and over is actually been kind of cool. Like, I can't complain.
I like kill X amount of Y quests. Don't you, Shane?
No, I don't, actually.
And I love that,
like, I kind of hate those.
I can pop little flashy heal and just run through an area and do a quest that way. It's great. So that's it for the Twitter topics at twitter.com/hordehouse, which means that's it for the show. We're at the end of the show.
Really?
Yeah, we've got stuff to talk about. Why are you saying hooray?
I always say hooray.
He always says hooray.
So rude. All right, well.
Hey, I want to say that I bought Street Fighter 2 or 4 Arcade Edition, so you won't be seeing me in WoW anytime soon after Saturday.
Because he'll be playing Mortal Kombat still.
Yeah.
Even though he bought the new game.
Exactly.
And I want to say that I have done, like, at least 15 of the Seath quests on Grand Pulse in Final Fantasy 13. So that's, what, like, 40 more to go? So you know, I'll be busy with that.
I got something to say. I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
All right. So let's go around and wrap up the show. Miklatov, no thanks for being here tonight.
You're not welcome.
And did you have any final thoughts for the listeners?
Nope. Why should I?
I don't know. my final thought for the listeners tonight is don't roll a character on the Turrilon server. And yes, I'm holding that whole server accountable for one or two people. Sorry.
Oh, you know what? But one of my fail paladins was from that server, too.
Okay, then that's three people we can say are failing. That, like we said, the whole server, three out of three players from that server are bad. All right. Extrafer.
Yeah.
Final thought tonight.
My final thought is what's my final thought? My final thought is you're a bitch. So die, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Don't talk to Miklatov like that. He's, you know,
I'm not
volunteering
talking to Miklatov like that
to come here.
You're the one with the sandy, you know, vagina talking about the problems in WoW. Like, I have problems in WoW.
They're very serious problems. 2 hours I wasted. Yeah. 2 hours I could have.
You know what I call that? I call that you're a member of the Scarlet Slit faction.
Wow.
Meaning you're a bitch that has a period.
On that note, we'll end the show tonight. Hey, if you enjoyed the show tonight,
you're stupid.
Go leave a 5-star review for us on iTunes. And if you didn't enjoy this show tonight, go leave a 5-star review for someone else. But no, seriously, thank you guys for tuning in and listening and letting us rant every week on the show or inviting us into your homes or into your place of work or whatever it is that you listen to this program. Hopefully not while you're doing it, because that would be weird. So invite us there.
If you're having your period like Rob.
All right. So that's going to do it for another week of Horde House. Next week, we're going to be a happier show.
Yay!
Zach and Fuse show.
So you're not going to wipe your period blood all over us?
Next week is Extrafer's birthday. So we're going to have a birthday show. Birthday.
What? My birthday is the 19th.
Close enough. Closest show to your birthday we're going to have. So.
Yeah, well, no, 2 days after would be closer.
Shut up!
If we're going to be technical, you know. Let's shit all over what Rob's saying.
Fine. The next week, look forward to another shitty episode of Horde House. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Bye.